Steve, first things first, how have you not won that game?
Yeah, we're asking ourselves the same question, but we've not won the game because we've succeeded in missing a number of chances, gift-edge chances. But, you know, I think over the 90, there's no doubt we should win the game. I think first half, there's nothing in it. We've not played particularly well. I think we were trying to flick balls and find passes that weren't there and probably just looked a little bit half a yard off it compared to last week. But I thought the second half was even better than the first half last week. But the key ingredient and all that scoring goals didn't happen today. But delighted with the quality of football, delighted with the passages of play, and you know the goalkeepers had some great saves, and it's off the line a couple of times. You know, hits Chris Wood when it looks as if it's going to go in the net. We, you know, and Tom Adeyemi hits the post when we all know it should be a goal, and Cookie the same. It shouldn't hit Wood; it should go straight in. So disappointed that we don't win, and I said that to the players at the end. We have to have that disappointment because we're here to win, but the performance was stunning in the second half.
It was indeed, and the chances you created, I guess, has got to be a positive, despite the fact you didn't take any of them.
Well, there's lots of positives. I think we just spoke to the players at the end of the game about the difference in the first half to the second half, and probably that was indicative last week the other way around. And so we said I seen an interview today with Cleverley on the television before we left the team hotel, and he talks about training with Martinez and how you need to be special every day in training if you want to get in the team. And that's what we're trying to get at Thorpe Arch. I think there's been a track record in recent times where you could turn up and be sloppy and your name gets you in the sheet. And I'm trying to change that. So we'll stay focused, and we'll go back to work, and we'll try and performances like that will encourage people to maybe help us and get some more players in January.
Unchanged from last week, was that a reward and a sign of how well the boys did last week?
Yeah, listen, I don't think there's any secret from supporters who would have been having the same thoughts as myself, but I had a couple of days where I've waited to make the final choice, but that was obviously between Berardi and Scott Wooten. But I just felt, as a manager or a head coach, if you stand in front of a group of guys and you say if you produce a good performance and the team wins and we're full of the flows, then you play. And if I'd have taken Scott out today, then I should have took Bellucci out at Huddersfield away and I kept Saul out. So I think if you earn the right to keep the shirt, that shouldn't be about reputation anymore. You know, the great players at Leeds United are not here anymore. So to keep in the shirt when you don't play particularly well is based on being a great player. So the decision in the end was easy because I'd promised the players.
Scott Wooten didn't look happy when you brought him off in the second half. Were the words exchanged there?
No, he just said, why are you bringing me off? And I says, because you're on yellow and you might get a red, so shut up. And so he just smiled. But yeah, listen, no player wants to come off. You know, he's watching 2 or 3 minutes into the second half. Scott probably feels that as if he could manage it. If I could turn the clock back and think we're going to have the total dominance we had, then I might not have made that change because, you know, he wouldn't have been in any problem about tackling people because all the play was in the run about the box of Charlton Athletic. So he was disappointed, but any player would be disappointed.
Berardi did come on, but he left the field on a stretch. It looked a naughty tackle. How is it?
Well, it is a naughty tackle, and then it subsequently rolls the boy and he twisted his ankle. So we've got a twist and a kick to deal with. But, you know, I've learnt enough over the years to say he'll get scanned on either tomorrow or Monday morning, and then by, you know, within an hour of the scan, we'll medical guys will get the call to see if there's any damage or what it is.
You picked up a lot of bookings today, but probably that was the naughtiest tackle of the game, went unpunished. I don't want you to get into trouble with the referee, but 5 bookings seemed a bit excessive.
Well, I've just publicly said there I don't want the referee to get a mention because I don't think he deserves to get a mention. I think her performance in the second half should be what people write about. But I think there's 2 clear examples of me being frustrated is the first half. Scott Wooten rightfully gets a booking, rightfully in a minute and a half, but we have a player scythed down on the edge of their box, you know, and he described that afterwards as, I'm trying to manage the situation. And then we see the one on Berardi, trying to manage the situation. And if people look at the footage, and I'm not saying it's available to everyone, but if you look at the footage, when their goalkeeper drops the ball under pressure from Chris Wood, he absolutely takes Tom Adeyemi right out of the play. It's a penalty. But the referee described that as a coming together. So I wouldn't like to come together like that with somebody on a Saturday night.
Okay. At the other end, Sylvester didn't have a lot to do, but he made one brilliant save, didn't he, that kept it level?
Well, I just said to him, for that, you know, since I've come into the football club, the big fella's been outstanding. And he's producing the type of performances that I suppose that when they brought Sylvester to the club, they thought he was capable of, or he could be capable of, but he's a confidence boy, so we tell him every day he's great. But he's producing great performances, you know, and you need your goalkeeper to make a save when we couldn't put the ball in the net and we tried as hard as we could and missed the chances, but he came up with a fingertip save that was world class for me. I'm expecting the boy to score, so it's a great save, but you know, it would have been an absolute, you know, if we'd have left here with no points, I'd have seen the Charlton Athletic players and staff leave with balaclavas. You know, that's how bad that it would have been as a robbery.
Okay, and looking at it though, not the three you wanted, but it is the start of a run now, Steve, this, isn't it?
Well, you know, the one thing that we lack is consistency, and we're still not getting the consistent performances yet for the 90. I think if we performed at the start today the way we did in the second half, I think there's no doubt we've added three to a hole, but you know, when you go into Hull in the back of two defeats and a poor performance at QPR, to be honest, a poor performance, they had a special, stunning reaction against Hull, and I think that's carried on today. You know, there's a lot of Leeds United players in the dressing room walking off the pitch saying to me individually, how have we not won it? And you could have heard a pin drop when I went in, because they're just disappointed, and they knew that their efforts deserved it. Once again, we got the most fantastic support. You know, and I said to them afterwards, look at the difference of the supporters today to 2 weeks ago at Loftus Road. They're with you every step of the way. Why? Because you're playing for the shirt, you're playing for the badge, you're representing those guys, those ladies, you're representing them. And I said, you play like that, they're all a man and a lady applauding the team at the end of the game, and they're disappointed when they walk out of Charlton. But they've seen the team put in a real good performance.
Are they starting to play how you want them to play now?
Yeah, I think, listen, it's going to take a little bit of time. I don't believe in this, that you change the coach or the manager and it changes 2 or 3 weeks. I think people that believe that, suddenly, you know, 6 months later, get the sack. I think that's the difference. We're a long way away from where I need us to be, where I want us to be. I'm going to need the support of the president to do that. I'm going to need the support, as importantly, of the players in the dressing room. You know, they're playing now in a different way, in a different style, where it's high pressing, high energy. And I said to them at half-time, but the one instruction I gave them at half-time is, I don't know how many, they've got a lot of young players in there, so some of them couldn't maybe understand what I'm saying, but to the older guys, think you just had a baby and it's come home from the hospital and you're caressing it and you're loving it, and that's what you have to be with the ball when you play in these situations. So you get the ball and you caress it and you touch it and you move it, but you do it all very quick. And I think they carried that out to our team the second half.
So, last one from me. Bridcut, the speculation growing, and Sam Allardyce has come out and said it looks like he's going to be going permanently elsewhere other than Leeds. Have you any update for us on that one?
No, I kind of cut across what Sam Allardyce is saying, and if he's saying he's going to go permanently, what I would say is I would imagine Liam Bridcut's got a say in where he wants to go and what he wants to do. And it's amazing that other people outside the football club know whether we can buy Bridcut or not, innit? I don't know. And I'm in the football club. So...
Is that something you would like to do, Steve?
Well, listen, I think we're a long way away from buying him. The kid came in loan. I think there's gentlemen's agreements as far as they go to say he'll be here till the summer. You know, the key person in all of this ain't Sam Allardyce, ain't Steve Evans, ain't the owner at Sunderland or Mr. Cellino. The key person in this is Liam Bridcut. And what I would say, he hugged me in the dressing room today and said, I'm loving every minute of this. And that was on the basis of a draw. So I'd like to see him where Leeds United's about on the road with 30,000 there right behind us and winning. He'd like it even more, wouldn't he?
You'll be worried about Berardi because you've got a busy period coming up. How much of a loss would that be for you if it is serious?
Well, it would be a loss. I think the upside at Phil is the young man Byron's not been able to get on the pitch. I'm not going to be scared to play Sam Byron if it was saying that was the right thing to do. When it goes beyond the 1st of January, I've got a different view on that and I've shared that with everyone. But Berardi, it shows you how influential he is to the team and how good he is when he was the one person we were debating when we beat Leeds whether he went straight in. So yeah, he would be a loss. But you know, we've still got some good players there.